Hello, welcome.
Hello.
All right, everyone. This is Sabrina Swinconic, and I am welcoming Amanda Siegler. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good. It's a nice morning today with all this rain here on my end.
In Florida, it's always raining.
Yeah, it's probably really hot there too right now, isn't it?
It's in the upper 80s. It's up there.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad for this time of year. So let's get right to it. So, Amanda is this incredible mother and proactive fighter, as I like to call it. So, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're doing? Because I've explained and earlier to everyone about this situation. So the first question I have for you is, how did you end up stumbling into this topic of what's being done in these Facebook groups? How did you end up getting into it?
When my son was diagnosed as autistic at 3 years old, he's 9 now, I was not given a lot of information. So I went online and I went to go do some research and I came across this. At first, I didn't think it was real. I didn't think people were actually doing it. But when I dove deeper, it's a real thing. People are actually doing this to their children. And I got to going undercover like this, I met up with a lady in the UK online. Her name is Emma Dalmain, and she started all of this where we went undercover. She handled Europe. Me, myself, and Melissa Eaton handled the US. And we often shared screenshots. If I found something in the UK, I would send it to Emma. If she found something in the US, she would come to the two of us.
Oh, and you have two other people that you guys team up with that and get together and do all this. Now, what was the reaction of the parents when or to the moderators when you brought this to their attention? Hey, this is happening. This is surreal. Someone is actually suggesting something this harmful to their children. What were the reactions to from the moderators from these groups?
A lot of the times I got kicked out when I brought it to the attention of one of the moderators. Then I realized these people are going to believe what they're going to believe. So instead, we make fake profiles and pretend to be one of these desperate parents. And when we get hard evidence, we will go to the authorities because that's the only way to protect these children.
And what is the process that you take you personally take when you have to go to the authorities for this? Like what's the process of evidence that you collect as well? And what do you say when you go to the authorities? Like, hey, I have this.
So when I see it posted to groups, a lot of times they will show intestinal lining. They call it the catch of the day because to them, they think autism is a parasite. And the CV, sodium chloride, not, I'm sorry,
No, that's okay.
chlorine dioxide,
Acronyms are also welcome.
they give them the chlorine dioxide, which is equivalent to industrial bleach. And they're shedding the lining of their intestines, but they think it's a parasite. So they put it on a paper towel, paper, whatever they can find, and they post pictures of it. And and there are parents who I'm giving this much per day, and this child is fighting me. Or there was this one case that really haunted me, was a 22-year-old adult was being held down by three people. And his parent was complaining that he wouldn't cooperate with a bleach enema. So I take screenshots of all of that, but I have to also search for information because the authorities won't, even though they have more resources than we do, they will not go actively search for contact information, where they're located, etc. We have to do all of that for them.
So you go on a personal research and you find where these people are located in order to bring it to the authorities' attention. Do you try to locate the authorities in those locations, or do you take it to your location?
Wherever they are located, that's where we report it to.
That's very smart. Now, have you ever had any repercussions for these proactive actions that that you all take?
I don't know, because we go on our own fake profile, so no one knows it's us.
Okay.
And a lot of times in these groups, we're more lurkers than anything else. We observe, so we don't really say anything, but we make our profile believable.
Okay. And when somebody learns, has anyone ever learned who you really are after a while?
No. You have to be very, very careful.
That's probably the safest bet, right? Because you don't want anybody trying to come at you personally if they exactly. want to retaliate. I think that would not be safe. And what was the propellant that really started this whole process that you said to yourself, well, I am actually going to go and do this? What was the one thing that you told yourself that this is what I'm going to do? When did you first realize that?
If I don't protect these children, nobody will. They are being poisoned by their own parents. When Emma started this whole process, she was the one who really inspired me to do this here when I realized no one else was doing it here. And then we formed a group. It's not just the three of us. There's a whole group of people working together to stop this around the world.
I think it's amazing and profound. And one of the things I want to ask you is, why do you think that this is the, why do you think autism is labeled as such a taboo in this country, in other countries? Why are people so taken aback by autism? What can you tell me from your perspective about autism? Why do you think people think it's taboo as well?
From personal experience, I'm autistic. Three of my children are. What I think is people don't fully understand what it is. And when you don't understand something, most people are afraid of it. There needs to be more education, realizing it's not bad. It's just different.
It's just a different way of being. There is no diagnosis. There's no predetermination. It can't be caught in an ultrasound. It doesn't hinder your health. It's just a different way of being and process of learning. And those of us who are parents that don't have children who are on the autism spectrum, what can you tell those parents that don't have children that are on the spectrum, but may come into contact with someone who does have a child on the spectrum and is looking for help or feeling desperate and talks about something like this? What do you tell to the parent of a non-autistic child? What should they look out for about the parents who come to them? And what can you tell people who, you know, may not have children on the spectrum, and what can they do to be proactive as well? What should they look out for?
There is, if you see children yellowing of the skin, sores all over the body, and on the original news article, there was a pediatrician who said that one of his patients literally smelled like bleach, and he wound up calling the authorities to have that child removed. Because he suspected it, and when you're using this substance, your child will literally smell like bleach.
Yes.
And if you come in contact with a child that smells like bleach, call the authorities immediately. You may save a life. And for the parents who don't have children on the spectrum, educate your children so when they come in contact with an autistic child, they're not going to be scared. They'll know exactly what they're coming in contact with, and both children will be much happier.
Yes. And I'm just going to finish up with a last couple of questions. Is that what do you hope to accomplish in the next year or two with what you are doing? What do you hope to see happen in a more positive light?
The use of CD cut in half. I would like to see it cut in half.
You want people to stop using that as something?
Yes, but in the next 1 or 2 years, I don't see it stopping completely, but I would like to see the use at least cut in half.
And overall, what do you hope for the outcome besides, you know, stopping the or reducing the use of CD, which everyone she's referring to as chlorine dioxide, which is a very, very toxic substance. I mean, you would wear a pair of gloves and a mask to use basic bleach to bleach your bathtub. So why, here's a food for thought. Why would you use it to feed something that's more harmful and stronger than basic household bleach to a small child or even an adult? And for those who cannot speak for themselves, I cannot imagine the nightmare that the children must and the feeling that they must have knowing that their mother or father would suggest such a thing. And it's industrial grade type of chlorine that we're talking about. We're not talking about something that you would use to clean your sink or your tub. This is something that it's used to clean hospital floors and office buildings. This is not something that you would use on an everyday basis. Just so everyone is clear, this is what we're talking about. One of the major concerns is that who started this whole thing of why parents should do this? I know that there's this woman now that has left the country, but can you tell me who this woman is, and can you tell me a little bit about how you heard of her and who she is? Because we want this woman to be found, don't we?
Yes. Her name is Carrie Rivera. She met with Jim Humble. Jim Humble is the person who is responsible for CD or MMS or whatever. But there is a lot of different names that they call this one substance. And he claimed it can cure anything from cancer to diabetes. I mean, anything you can think of. And then Carrie Rivera met up with this man and came up with a protocol to use on autistic children, because she claims that autism can be cured and healed when there is no such thing. There's no curing or healing because there's nothing wrong.
Right.
But she's followed by so many desperate parents because they think autism is a fate worse than death, where they are willing to use this toxic chemical. And then when you confront people about it, they will claim it is not bleach, that we need to do our research. And she says she's a doctor of homeopathy, but in fact, she has no schooling. She is a real estate agent. And Jim Humble, the creator of MMS, is now in Mexico. So both have fled the jurisdiction.
So the authorities in the United States can no longer try to arrest them or prosecute them because these two people have left the country, everyone. And they are out there in other countries possibly spreading or most likely indefinitely spreading some of these horrific, horrific, uneducated and rumored and unscientific, and there is absolutely no research in other countries where a lot of other people who are not as educated, who are also desperate with their children and possibly spreading this misinformation and harmful information to other people countries. What are you and Emma and Melissa hoping to accomplish? Are you all trying to find them? Do you guys have a plan to catch these people? I would personally call them predators.
They are predators. Our plan is to make this, there's no legislation, absolutely no legislation for this, because when the authorities go to the house, it's labeled as treatment and they're unsure of what to do. That's the major problem. We need legislation to make it actually illegal. So when Children Protective Services comes into your home and they see the bottle of Miracle Mineral Solution and it's labeled as a treatment, they treated it as such, even though it is not.
Now, what can we say about child authority figures who see such things? Isn't there a process to document what kind of medical treatment that the children receive? Isn't there a protocol for a process of what these children have to do in order to meet their goals and what they need to accomplish? And just a little advice out there. If you see anyone having a bottle that says miracle medical stuff on it, chances are it's not a real miracle, and you can't cure anything that's labeled as a miracle. Okay, just like diet pills, there is no miracle cure to get skinny. You have to work for it. But anyone who is saying, yeah, I'm trying to cure the autism out of my child, that should draw red flags to anyone. I got tongue-tied for a second there. What can you tell everyone before we go? What can you tell everyone about yourself? What can you tell me how this has impacted your personal life?
I'm autistic, and the very thought of it being done to me when I was a child, it frightens me. It scares me. And my children, if I can't imagine wanting to change my children from who they are. They are great people, and it doesn't matter what their neurology is, but I can't even imagine people wanting to do this to children, what their thought process is. And I look at them, and who would want to do this? It's crazy.
It really is. It very much is. I appreciate you taking the time to answer all these questions. I'm sure you get them all the time. to say the same things, but I think it's incredibly important to bring awareness to everyone. You may not be a parent, or you may be a parent, you may or may not have a child on the autism spectrum, you may have an adult sibling or adult friend who is on the spectrum, and you may not have realized they may be on the high functioning end of the spectrum, and you may not have realized that, yeah, I've got a special friend, I've got a special brother or sister out there, and that they're a little different, but you know, they're on the spectrum, but they are who they are. And you don't, and if you can't imagine anyone doing that to them, and just sit by, I can't imagine what kind of person that would be not to have a reaction the way you and possibly a lot of people do. Lastly, I want to ask you is that you know, if you weren't doing what do you do? What do you do when you're not doing this?
My whole family is very involved in the Boy Scouts of America. Earned scout rank, girls being involved with BSA is brand new. Between that, I'm a visiting veterinary technician, so I do in-home nursing for pets. And between that and the kids, I sometimes find room for sleep.
I'm sure. You're one incredible lady, one in and three incredible set of women, and I think some people can take a page out of your book. I think you and your family are proactive in so many different ways. It's so wonderful to see that. Thank you so much for taking the time for this interview. This is so informative. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. Keep fighting this good fight. And if anybody tries to bulldoze you and saying, oh, well, what are you getting out of this? Safer children? Just let them know, safer children is my goal. That's what I'm getting out of it. And a peace of mind at the end of the day. I can't imagine why anyone want to do that. I couldn't imagine the thought of my own children going through something like that and the thought of other children going through that. And thank you so much. Don't let anybody stop you from what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you take care. Too.